Hey guys, put your headphones on and plug in. You're listening to Soundbox Reviews, First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr. Soundbox Reviews is a blog and now podcast which provides reviews on newly released tracks so listeners can contemplate if a song is worth their time. First Effect is a branch off giving listeners Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr's first impressions on a newly released track. To check out our latest review on Archetype by R&B musician Omar Apollo, visit soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. Without further mixing, let's skip over to the Soundbox Reviews First Effect with Bolivar T. Cáceres and Blair Kerr, Season 1, Episode 1 on Cracker Island by Gorillaz featuring Thundercat.
Hello ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to welcome you aboard today's flight.
Hey! On Cracker Island it was born, to the collective of the dawn. They were planting seeds at night, to grow a made up paradise, where the truth was not attuned.
Bro, yeah. The Gorillaz and Thundercat finally made a song together. What do you think about Cracker Island?
So I'm going to say it's exactly in the mindset and vein of what I expect from Gorillaz. At the same time, like I said before, it's like they never cease to amaze with their collaboration choices, whether you're a fan of like the artists that they work with or not. It's like you're always going to be put onto either someone you didn't know. Thundercat, for example, right? I'm only familiar with like a handful of his stuff, but I know he's fired from what I've heard. Like the one shit I heard, I thought it was like meme parody shit where it's like, I don't know, it was some song like fucking a bitch in my Dragon Ball Z do-rag or some shit, but it was like some jazzy like punk, no, jazzy funk like psychedelic, you know, type shit. And it's just like from a different dimension. So it's like it makes sense he would work with Gorillaz. But
yeah, but it took them so long to work together. Out of all the collaborations Gorillaz have done, what they've worked with Schoolboy Q, they've worked with Little Dragon, they've worked with pretty much everyone under the damn sun. But what took them so long to work with Thundercat? I mean, it's just a question, you know?
Were you already following Thundercat before this type of collaboration?
I'm
familiar with the song, but I never took him in that type of like wave where it's like I feel like if anything Gorillaz is putting him on even though he's already on.
Thundercat, I think he's been in the cut. He's been hiding out, but check it. In a different way. Not in the way you mean. He's been working, so he won some Grammys for working with Kendrick Lamar on his 2015 album The Pimple Butterfly. He's worked on Kamasi Washington's album The Epic. So Thundercat has done some work, and that goes back to collaboration, right? Like Thundercat has also done a lot of collaborations, and just like Gorillaz, I think in a way they're both known for collaborations. And I think that's what I mean. It's like Thundercat may have not been all out there with his music, but he's been there more on the collaboration front, more on, like you were saying, kind of help building this out of this dimension, new out of this dimension sound. And when you listen to Kamasi Washington, for example, and Kamasi Washington, he does jazz music. And he worked with the West Coast Get Down, a group of musicians in LA. Thundercat is part of this collective. And essentially my point is just like, I think when you're working to create a new sound, you got two options. You can either go out there and show the world on some like David Guetta, like we're going to have an EDM concert and you're going to hear all my new tracks. Or you can do a slow burn. And I think that's what Thundercat's been doing, a slow burn, and where he's worked on people's albums. He's worked with Erykah Badu, Flying Lotus. Bro, these are heavy names in the music game, right? So
I hear that. That's where I'm saying you're more educated than me on him, because it also depends on what perspective you're coming from. If I'm coming, let's say, from a consumer perspective where it's like I've been dormant, where I haven't really been like, all in the know of shit that's coming out or who's working with who or who's in the deeper cuts of like, oh, this person produced this person helped this person, that and that. Then I'm just only now coming into the mix being like, oh, I've heard this Thundercat dude before. Oh, Gorillaz is working with him. Now I got to check everything. So that's the point I'm coming from. But
now with that being said,
so you know, you've been
with that being said, how do you like this interact? Like, how do you like this collaboration between them?
So what I will say is, I mean, it fits perfectly together. It's like, it's almost like the unexpected thing that was made to go together that you didn't even know fit so well.
Right.
So with this song, it's like it makes me reminisce on just like every other Gorillaz thing I've ever heard where it's like, I told you, sometimes feel like you're put on to the artist that they're collaborating with if you're not familiar with the artist they're working with. If you are, then you're like, oh, finally. So in this case, you were like, oh, finally, Thundercat. In my case, if I've only heard like two or three tracks and then I didn't know how deep this dude was in the music scene, and then I'm like, oh, that's that dude that made the Dragon Ball Z do-rag, I'm a fuck your bitch song. At the same time, I'm like, hey, if Gorillaz gives it the cosign, then they got it. We know there's something else going on. Like,
I agree with you here and what you say, in that if Gorillaz is collaborating with you, that you, it's a stamp of approval. You've done something right, apparently. And maybe that's why it's taken Gorillaz so long to collaborate with Thundercat. because it's taken mm-hmm. Thundercat so long to be approved. But I also agree in what you say is like an unlikely marriage. And my first listen to the song, I didn't like it. I thought they didn't come together well. I thought the music was discordant. I'm like, what are they doing? Where are they taking me? And in my mind, my first thought was they could have waited a couple years to do a collaboration. But after a couple listens, which is much like all Gorilla songs, give it a couple listens and you hear the nuances, you see what they're doing. And I think Gorillaz, they're more than musicians. You know, they're artists. They're
not the types to just drop shit out and be like, all right, I made some shit in one day, here you go. So it's like,
right.
If they, you know, they've heard it, they've lived with it, they've like examined their own music. And even if they haven't, they've just at least be like, all right, this is as authentic as we're going to be right now. This is what we're feeling. This is what we're going to give you. You know, not that type of artist, I feel, at least, to just drop whatever and be like, if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And most of it grows on people over time. And the people who it's meant for, they're going to gravitate towards it. The people who, you know, are going to discover it, they're going to be like, fuck, like, how have I not known about this shit? Bro, I think there's a lot of generation kids now that probably don't even know really the Gorillaz like that. They probably heard a couple of, like, shit because of the features. They might like an artist, like you said, Schoolboy Q, and they'll be like, I like Schoolboy Q. Oh, he worked with some weird band. Cool, what's this band about? And then they're going to look it up. Vice versa, either way.
Because the song is deep. Although, and you learn that, or you come to suspect that the discordant music and the fact that the vocals don't sit well sometimes in the song, you come to realize that, or suspect again, you come to suspect that that this song is about something deeper. It's a dark song. And it can be a commentary about occultism, about society, about a bunch of different things. And which also gets back to Gorillaz being artists. You know, their lyrics are always poetic. And I guess when you add that with Thundercat, who has come with this very original, out there jazz approach, making songs like you were saying, the Durag song. Mm-hmm. Add that word Gorillaz and you get this really crazy song. And I don't know, so like, what do you think this song is about?
So you hit it all on the head, I would say, for the most part. And what I want to say is I've always felt like Gorillaz was that little entry point for people to even dig deeper into themselves and really analyze, you know, society. Even though it's so like esoteric and surreal, you know, with the imagery and them being like a pseudo imaginary, like virtual band. Like, bro, I feel like they're the manga of music. Like, if we're talking art forms, like mm-hmm. if we're American cartoons and then manga comes out and we're seeing fucking Ghost in the Shell and Akira and shit and this and that, nigga, that's what Gorillaz is for music for me. As far as like, yo, I didn't think about this shit, or oh, there's all these hidden meanings, and it's like playing back on like history and remixing everything and like just mashing it all together. And you just get all these like culture clashes with their artistic concept, because we got to remember, they're not just music, they're visual mm-hmm. art, they're characters, mm-hmm. they're stories. And even mm-hmm. as unhinged and like incoherent a lot of the stories feel, like you'll listen to one whole album, let's say a past Gorillaz album, I don't know, what's one of my favorite ones, Plastic Beach, I think. Is that
an
album?
That's a good album. Mm-hmm.
I remember that shit, bro, and it's like I felt like the whole album was one story, but it all felt like it was just like some Tarantino shit where you got to put the pieces together, and then you still don't fucking get it. That's part of the intrigue of Gorillaz. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. they're always a higher narrative that we can't fully get it, but that's how mm-hmm. life feels.
It reminds me of modern poetry and a lot of the modernists, and a lot of classes want to study modernism and as a break from the rules, right? But if you really look at some of these modern poets and modern artists, is it a break from the rules, but a mingling of all forms, all rules, all culture, all everything? And what I guess what modernism, to me at least, is like this idea of a quality. And when you listen to Gorillaz, when you listen to Thievery Corporation, Bjork, MGMT, these groups like this, you're transcended into another dimension, another person's mind, into your own self, into reflected society. I mean, yeah. And I guess that's what art should be, right? It should be as complicated, as beautiful as life is. Yeah. And Cracker Island is this song.
Now, I'm going to say, I don't know the title, but I feel like it's a controversy move, but at the same time, I feel like it's perfect, right? Because, like, that we're in, all the, like, division, conflict, and to tackle the subject as, like, cults, culture, you know, I feel like they're tying into, like, Illuminati shit, Hollywood, witches, witchcraft, all this next level shit that everybody doesn't always think about all the time. Like, it's mainstream now to like that, mm-hmm. right? Like, to be an occultist or to say you're a witch or to be like, oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist, flat, this and that. When I think of gorillas, I think of conspiracies mixed into my pop culture. We're going to use the platform as best we can, break the rules, but also do it artistically where it has to be respected as the new wave. And gorillas isn't a wave. Gorillas has been a wave for the longest. The thing is, they go down, they submerge themselves, get deep as fuck, come back up with the fucking answers, and then the answers need to be reevaluated, and then they go back down and be like, all right, we're going to come back. Bro, it's like on some Terrence McKenna psychedelic trip shit. Like, I got to go into the unknown and figure shit out and let y'all guys know what's up. And then we experience it, and they're like, fuck, we need them to come back and let us know now what. But
I hope they come out with a new album. I can't wait. They need to do more. They need to do another song, Little Dragon. I think one of my favorite songs.
Empire
Ants. There you
that's
go.
One of my,
yeah.
Bro, when that little, like, breakdown happens where it's like, like, bro, I think that's the song we're talking about at least.
Yeah, we talk about the same song. Yeah, it's such
Little
a
Dragon,
good song.
Our favorite collaborators of Gorillaz. As well as, like, even, what's that one, the breakthrough song with fucking Deltron and shit, with the fucking...
Yes.
We all...
I also hope that you could tell the Gorillaz team really enjoys what they're doing. And this song with Thundercat, it's just a fun song. You know, you could take away all this political, social mumbo jumbo we've been tossing at each other. You know, the song is dark, but at the end, the song is fun. And I think what you said earlier about the Gorillaz being able to use their platform not only to educate but entertain. This is Cracker Island is an epitome of that because you're going to think, you're going to dance, you're going to just enjoy it. And then at the end, like you said, you're going to go, where the hell is that album? I can't wait for it to come out. And when it does, it's going to be
great.
What they're probably going to call it Cracker Island, to be honest.
I feel like when they put out projects, when they do the singles, they kind of do it in a formulaic way where it's like, all right, even rappers or pop artists today, they'll be like, all right, we're coming with an album. You know it's going to be crazy. You know you want it. But we're going to give you like a hit or two, and if it takes a while to cook up for you, all right, cool. But then I feel like when we get the album, bro, I feel like there's going to be darker shit in that album. Like, you know when you come through with the little synthesizer electro pop shit happening and you hear like a fucking instrumental for like 30 seconds, you're like, where's the song? And then you know they're going to be like, in the forest, I see the light. Like, bro, you know where he's going to sit.
This song is probably going to be the least amazing track on the whole album.
Yeah, and since it's out first, it's going to get the most views and the most likes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, bro, it's the baby spoon to get you to eat the rest of the meal. They give us the whole shit, the whole shebang, and then we're like, fuck, what's next?
Yeah, can't wait to see what's next. I can't wait to listen to more from both artists.
So anyway,
I think all in all, this was a dope song. Like I said, 5 boomboxes, and can't wait to hear what Gorillaz and Thundercat have to do next.
Do I own Boombox Rating 2, or we're unanimously deciding, like, oh, 5. Because I was going to give it a 5, too, bro, so we're on the same page.
I mean, that's why I said it. I mean, I was speaking for both of us. I was speaking for both of us.
Bro, I wanted to say 2 or 3. It's like, I wouldn't, because I need Gorillaz to keep coming with that fire. I don't need Gorillaz to find out the 2. Let's cancel our whole tour and not give them an album. Fuck them. They're never going to do that. Regardless of what we think, bro, they're going to come with the heat. You already know, Blair, a.k.a. the Arsonist, destroy them all, whatever, burn it all down to the ground, fuck Babylon, me in the future, let's, you know, fucking take over. That's it.
Friends, it's Bolivar T. Passivist. You can follow me on all social platforms at Bolivar T. Passivist. You can read my work on btcart.co. Peace, love, flowers, beautiful women, and everything under the sun. Love you guys. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed Season 1, Episode 1 on Cracker Island by Gorillaz, featuring Thundercat. We enjoyed reviewing the song for you guys. In the comments below, tell us what you think about Cracker Island, and tell us your thoughts about the name. If you have a song you want us to review, DM us on Twitter at Soundbox, box with an O, reviews. Again, that's Soundbox, box with an O, reviews. We also provide interviews, so reach out, and we'll help you out. And make sure to visit the website for all your music review needs. Again, soundbox-reviews.blogspot.com. Please like, subscribe, follow, listen, care, share, love, hold us in your arms. Anyway, we'll see you on the flip sides, my friend, for episode 2 next time.